Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Angela is the renowned actor Alex Hyde White, and of course I know Alex is a golfer. He's been golfing for decades, but as an actor, he's worked with Steven Spielberg and Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. He played Dick Kessner, the divorce lawyer, in Catch Me If You Can. He was one of the last contract players in Hollywood and has always been, as I said, a great golfer. Growing up in Palm Springs, he learned the game, and he writes a lot about his passion for golf in a book he wrote called In the Volume, 40 Years in Hollywood. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, Anne. Thank you. Live from New York. What a pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate you getting us up early for us. And where did we meet? I think we met like decades ago, but it had been at a celebrity golf tournament, right?
Well, we were part of the old Celebrity Players Tour for retired athletes and out-of-work actors back with, starting in the mid to late 90s, wasn't it?
Well, you were. I wasn't in that group, but I remember doing a lot of, coverage on
maybe
that.
Maybe like at charity tournaments, like the Sinatra tournament, maybe out here in the desert.
Yeah, I think it was the Sinatra tournament. I missed that event. That was so much
Head
fun.
Hilton used to have a nice, we were part of, like Ron was talking earlier, we were part of that era where, we were Glenn Campbell, L.A. Open, Jackie Gleason, Inverary, celebrity, famous sort of entertainers. And
right, Bob Hope, the Bob Hope Classic.
Yeah.
I love that event in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, I used to caddy in the Hope. I grew up in Palm Springs as a kid. I caddied 1 year when Chichi Rodriguez was in the group,
Right.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great to look back on it, and listening to Ron earlier. It's golf is a timeless way to spend time. It's early in the morning, I'm being redundant, but the more things change, you still got to get the little ball in the hole,
It's so challenging, right? It never gets easy. And so tell us about, when did golf enter your world?
Well, I was a smart kid, and I got pushed ahead a couple of years in Palm Springs. It's meant that I really couldn't play baseball and whatnot. And then I was 12 years old, and couldn't sort of take a year off from my knees, give my knees time to break. And so that meant start playing golf. And it was 1971. And it ended up being a beautiful heyday of golf. The Nicklaus, Trevino, Watson, Johnny Miller. And, they all came through Palm Springs. I remember watching Nicklaus and Palmer play Bermuda Dunes 1 year, just wonderful events. And, they were old-fashioned, old equipment. It was, persimmon and balata. And it just became a game that reflected sort of life. And being in the entertainment business, my dad was a British actor, so, we had a lot of time on our hands. And it was always a good way to spend time and to sort of entertain in a way, like Ron was talking about Scotty Scheffler and Rahm, and when you were talking about Lydia and whatnot, it's entertaining, and to be a part of it, and it's skill based, but it's no judgment. It's not how well you play the game that matters. It's how you play the game that matters, and that's a great metaphor.
Are there any similarities between acting and playing golf? I'm sure there are a few. If you can.
What you guys just talked about was a lovely quote that you, not only do you forget your losses, you forget your victories. And that's really what professional acting is all about, because nobody cares what you did last. It's like, are you any good right now? And so it's very transactional, and you have to honor the result more than whether it's a plus or minus. How can a guy like John Rahm how can he accept not winning the Olympics? Come on. It's just like when we're up for jobs, and you get close and you don't get it. And I write about it in my book. And in the volume, it's very much a treatise about how I've managed to live in this glorious world in a very competitive, subjective part of it, and, you know, auditioning for a living and occasionally getting, you know, getting a nice job is like making the cut and then getting a good tea time on Sunday, you
That's
know?
right.
It's
I mean,
not
but there's so much rejection.
yet.
And how do you, it's just like in golf, how do you handle
Well,
that?
you see,
There's so
that's
many
the
more
question.
downs than there are ups, right? There's so many more lows than there are highs.
That's the question, and it's in the book. It says, you know, I've always asked, quite often asked, how do you handle the rejection? And the simple answer, really, and is you don't. You have to accept it. You have to let it live, and sort of in a Zen kind of way, let it breathe through you, you know? Let you become a part of it. Let it become a part of you, and ultimately, by accepting it, it's like anything else. You learn to live with it, and, you know, sometimes you actually enjoy it, not the result, but the doing. I mean, look, when you get up and down, like I did one year, and it's in the book, at Michael Jordan's Skins game. It was me, Emmett Smith, Joe Morgan, the wonderful Cincinnati Red All-Star, and me. And, you know, they wanted a guy, and I think Jack Wagner wasn't available. So I said, Al, I was going to play in the tournament. Alex, will you play in the Skins game? And I was on a show at the time. And, you know, I was a bit nervous. But I got up and down on 18 and a par 4 to win the Skins game.
Wow.
And, you know, and at that point, I realized that this was the game of golf sort of rewarding me for playing since I was a kid. It was a moment that ended up being so satisfying because I just executed, and that's like you were talking earlier, the bottom line of golf is either it goes in or it doesn't. But the point is, as a result, you know, we've been on Michael Jordan's Christmas card list for 25 years, and if we were to see him tomorrow, he'd say, Alex, Shelley, how are you? You know, things like that, because it's not so much that I got up and down to win. It was hot as heck, and we were glad it was all over. But it was how we played the game, and I was able to donate some of the winning money back to the charity and the whole thing. You know, those are the heydays. But, you know, the celebrity charity golf, when it works, you know, was a really nice little tiny part of our culture. It comes back a bit now and again with the newer generation. It's still around, but we were lucky, I think, to be part of it when the crowds would turn out and the communities would benefit. We, of course, would have a great time.
I mean, Dinah Shore was just so involved, you know, with her own tournament, you know, in California in the desert, as you know. And you just meet so many.
With ABC.
That's right. You meet so many beautiful people in golf, right? So many interesting. I mean, Alex Lyson from Rush, I adore now. And I met him at a celebrity tournament. We honored him at my golf event a couple of years back. And, you know, you just have this common denominator of golf and the challenge of golf and the fact that
Alice Cooper had a great tournament.
Right. Alice. I used to play in his event, Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And,
but, you know, I got to tell you, I told you about our bucket list trip. My boy recently graduated from Auburn, and we had a graduation trip on the books the last 4 or 5 years, but for obvious reasons, not only, you know, it was delayed because the world took a hiatus for like 3 or 4 years. And we finally went to our Scottish trip, if you have a moment.
Yes, please, tell me.
There was, we spent 2 weeks in Glasgow base. We walked 2 days of the Open at Troon, blustery conditions, played the wonderful home of golf, which is Prestwick, which is, you know.
Love that
12,
course.
Original 12-hole course.
Quirky.
You would go, and you know, if you got into trouble on the east side at St. Andrews for playing a gutta percha ball, you'd have to go over to Prestwick, you know, and such history. And they have 18 holes, and it's like a bowling alley in a way because it's narrow and wild and woolly, but an ultimate fair test of golf, and it should be on any golfer's bucket list if you can. Just go to Prestwick because it's such a fair test. I mean, if you find the ball in the heather, you have a lie. And if you don't, then fair dues. Don't beat yourself up. Just take a lateral and play the next one, because it's a great match play course. And we had a lovely two rounds there, and it was British Open week. Gary Player was there. one day, and it was just a beautiful experience. But I wanted to tell you about this hidden gem that we got to out in the Hebrides, which is the Outer Islands, an old Tom Morris design that was sort of rediscovered about 10 years ago called Askernish. And it's up there out where the Vikings conquered in, you know, year dot, 12th century or whatever. And it's wild and woolly, and it's like Kiowa Island only, you know, 150 years ago. It's on the bluffs. It could be a Game of Thrones location. And these huge cliffs overlooking the North Atlantic, and you know, they might mow the greens, you know, twice a month. It was really? just such an untamed and beautiful, wide open experience. And it's become famous a bit on YouTube. Some of the golf travelers have sort of discovered it, and it's just you know, it's going back in time. It was really
what a great trip with your son. Right?
Yeah, it was great. Well, very he earned special. It. He got himself a scholarship to Auburn, and so he earned it. Yeah.
Now I understand. Are you working a bit with Bubba Watson?
Yeah, we live in Pensacola. My wife and I moved to Pensacola 2 years ago. Her family's there, and we just happen to live right next to Pensacola Golf Center, owned and operated by Bubba Watson, his partner. And so we would go and hit balls, and the same older guy would be there. And I said, "Dang, you're here a lot." He goes, "Yeah, tell me about it." He's Bubba's right-hand man, Gabe's dad. And I said to him, "Well, you know, I used to work in a pro shop years ago. You ever need anything?" He said, "Hey, wait a minute. Come here." And that was 3 years ago.
So you're working in the pro shop. I love it.
Old actors never retire. They just go back to work at the pro shop.
You're still acting. You still have some projects coming up, right?
Oh yeah, you know, I'm better than ever. I'm in my mid-60s now, and I've been doing it since I was 19. I'm starting to think maybe I'm gonna make a career out of it. And I was in Jordan Peele's film Nope a couple years ago, which is a nice part. I played an English producer in the opening couple of reels, and you know, he's the new Spielberg in terms of. Universal loves him, and he's just a classy, inside the ropes guy. You know, he makes movies the way that are memorable golf rounds with the way that Lydia Ko treats Ron, or the way that Peter Jacobson treated people when I was starting out pro-ams. You know, he's one of you. There's just he's a real guy. Jordan Peele's a talented filmmaker. And I had a little part in Taylor Sheridan, the house that. You know, the Paramount Network show called Landman, which is like the new Dallas. It's an oil show. It'll be out next year. Little bits and pieces. I was supposed to be in this Joaquin Phoenix film that just fell apart down in Mexico. So that was a bit of a bummer. That was a very interesting independent film. But somebody must have had a fight, and he walked off in the end of that. So.
And you do a lot of audiobooks, right?
I do. I got an audiobook company. Yeah, Punch Audio. My middle name is Punch. And I've been doing that for about 12 years. We really specialize in independent authors, you know, people like yourself and other successful folk who have a story to tell based on your life. And they come in, and we find them a nice location, no matter where they are, to record their audiobook, and they tell their story.
Well, you have a great voice, Alex. I've always enjoyed listening to your voice. And quickly before we wrap up the show, what was it like working with Julia Roberts? I had to ask. Pretty woman.
Yeah. Julia was great. You know, it was being in a flower field in Wales in the first day of April. You just sort of look out, and all of a sudden everything blooms in front of you. It's just, whoa, this is nature at work.
And my gosh.
She was lovely. I remember we had the wrap party, and she'd been nominated for an Oscar for Two Magnolias. And we had the little screening and a little wrap party in Disney on the lot. And I walked up and said, "Hey, you got your speech ready for Monday night at Oscars?" And, you know, we were heavily pregnant with our first son at the time. And she said, "Forget about that. What, you know, you got a name for your boy." And, you know, she's just a sweet Southern gal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I haven't seen her in ages, but rather like Michael, it's a joy for me to know and feel that if I were to run into Julia again, you know, she'd stop and, "Hey, what's going on?" We'd catch up. And those things are hidden bonuses, you know.
What a great career, Alex Hyde-White, and continued success on the golf course as well. I know you're a fine player. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.